1800 hours Pacific time. That's 8 p.m. Eastern. No topic taboo, no subject too strange. I strive to take a neutral standpoint during the dissection of the topic at hand. That's Reality Extraction with Mr. Rowe on Revolution Radio.
I demand an explanation.
We work for a highly funded yet unofficial government agency.
An intelligence organization that fears intelligence, historically not awesome.
The United States is a democratic nation. Here the people rule. We build no walls to keep them in, nor organize any system of police to keep them mute.
Freedom isn't free at all. But it comes with the highest of costs.
We have you, the listeners, and the hosts at
Revolution Radio.
For allowing us to bring you a platform of free speech.
My name's Jimmy. It's Monday. It's revolution.radio, freedomslips.com, and into the microcosm is on the app.
Black Harley Chopper, California license 91456.
Oh, yeah. We got a great one planned for you tonight. We're going to be talking about synchronicity. We're going to be talking about oscillation. We're going to be talking about resonance.
I've been in the right place, but it must have been the wrong time. I'd have said the right thing, but it must have used the wrong line. I've been on the right trail, but it must have used the wrong call. Hit us in a bad place, and I wonder what's good for. I've been in the right place, but it must have been the wrong time. My head is in a bad place, but I'm having such a good time. I've been running, trying to get hung up in my mind. Just got to give myself a good talking to this time. Doesn't need a little brain salad surgery. I got to cure my insecurity. But I've been in the wrong place, but it must have been the right time. I've been in the right place.
Headlong into the irresistible orbit. Breathing the cold black space with the glistening edges.
Are you there?
Jimmy Jean, I'm here.
Excellent. Well, it's good to see you. I'm glad you're here, and we are about to get into it. And it's so synchronistic because I was preparing a show on something called the Schumann Resonance and some of the activity that's been going on with it and some of the things that have been going on worldwide. And then you came along with a big, beautiful piece on synchronicity. And I think... you know, I'm super excited about it, and it's synchronistic in and of itself now, isn't it?
It is, because we didn't talk about it or anything. I was just doing some research. We hadn't even done any show planning, and that came up, and I said, I'm going to share that with Jimmy, and it's very interesting, and it turns out it was right in the line of the subject matter that we're covering. So there, that was synchronous right there.
It was. And so we're getting into it. It's freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. We got about 40 people over in the chat room. Navy Giuseppe's over there. Don, hey, Don's, what's going on? Mona Rattler, Dude Guy, Rudolph, Flippy, Choppy Waters, Big D, 1955. Let's see, Captain Fred's over there. Craig Duncan, ACB, Open Philosopher, Ames, Marie, Saul Rosenberg, Bassman, Comet, Up, Doc Waku, Mr. Rowe, Neo, Wall-E, Pat Rabbit, SJ, Cow Dog Girl, Mitzi Lou, and Dry Fly Guy all up in there. Come on down, become a supporter of free speech. It's the last bastion of free speech, or one of the last bastions, and one of the best. 48 hours a day, 7 days a week, the house that Nighthawk built, he built it out of brick. You can huff, you can puff, you can't blow it down, but you know, we do got to pay the rent, and the rent man gets red ass every month. So if you're listening to this right now, it means somebody else paid it forward if you haven't been a donator to our cause. If you can't donate money, we appreciate prayers, we appreciate good words, and you can stop in the Zazzle store, get yourself a piece of unique Zazzle. And all don't forget, you can go down to the very bottom of the page, and there you can find Lady Horse's home address and send her a piece of snail mail. And don't think about showing up there uninvited. She will blast you with a shotgun, both barrels, and then run you over on her Harley. And I guarantee you.
Hey, Mambo, Mambo, Italiano, go, go, Joe. You mixed up Siciliano. Hey, you calibrate, do the Mambo like crazy. And hey, Mambo, don't want a tarantella. Hey, Mambo, no more the mozzarella. Hey, Mambo, hey, Mambo. With a fish of bacalao in them. Hey, Goomba, I love how you dance, Roomba.
Hey, Goomba, I love it how you dance the Roomba.
I'm a pretty good Roomba dancer. Back in the day when I was younger, it was a good way to get to meet the ladies, to be a decent dancer. My parents taught me early how to foxtrot and all those things, and it came in handy later in life.
Yeah, man. Well, you know, glad to have you. I'm super stoked you're here. And there's a synchronicity in your availability today because you happen to resonate with some of the topics that we're going to be talking about in a big way. More so that you have studied a lot of the human body and how balance and subtle energies work in the flow of human workings every day. Our biological computer is running, and because of that, we need these energies. We need to be grounded, and in order for all of these things to be working and being balanced, that's what Oriental medicine is. A lot of it is about finding balance in these systems that exist within our human biological computer, don't they, Giuseppe?
Right. And it also helps the human body function to a higher level by eliminating the energetic blockages. And just like a garden hose, if you crimp it, in front of it is a trickle. That's called chi or energy deficiency. And behind it is building up like the hose is going to burst, like in the cartoons. That's called chi stagnation or excess. And so the modern life of most people creates those types of blockages all over the body. And it's really good to learn how to get your energy flowing.
Well, Brandy, how's your energy flowing over there? Because I know that you found this piece on synchronicity this is an important, actually really important to understanding what we're going to be getting into a little bit later in the show. But how did you get onto this? Did somebody pass this on to you, or were you doing some research?
I was just doing some research and it just came up.
All right. Well, let's do this, you guys. Let's quit messing around and let's just get right into the synchronicity aspect. We've already got 15 minutes out of the show. We don't have enough time to really cover everything here tonight. Also, we're going to be covering a document called the Gateway Process from the CIA Reading Room. We're going to sit down with a cup of coffee in the CIA Reading Room later on, and we're going to apply the Gateway Process to some of what's been going on around the world and some of what's going on naturally. And then, of course, the same thing can be done unnaturally. And that, what we found today, just trying to do a nice little show. Unfortunately, we did find a little bit of nastiness, and then we're going to have to get into it on tonight, right here on Into the Microcosm. My name is Jimmy. Stand by. Here we go.
Well, it's long been known that armies should break step. The second law of thermodynamics tells us that everything in the universe tends towards disorder. And in complex systems, chaos is the norm. So you'd naturally expect the universe to be messy. And yet, we can observe occasions of spontaneous order, the synchronization of metronomes, the perfectly timed orbits of moons, the simultaneous flashes of fireflies, and even the regular beating of your heart. What puts these things in order in spite of nature's tendency for disorder? On June 10th, 2000, the Millennium Bridge, a new footbridge across the River Thames in London, was opened to much excitement. But as crowds filled the bridge, it began to wobble back and forth. Police started restricting access to the bridge, but that only resulted in long lines to get on. The wobble was unaffected. 2 days later, the bridge, which had cost £18 million, was fully closed, and it wouldn't reopen for another 2 years. So what went wrong? Well, it's long been known that armies should break step when crossing bridges. This dates back to an accident in 1831, when 74 men from the 60th Rifle Corps were marching across the Broughton Suspension Bridge in northern England. It collapsed under their synchronized footsteps. 60 men fell into the river, 20 of whom suffered injuries like broken bones or concussions. Luckily, no one was killed. But after this, the British Army ordered all troops to break step when crossing bridges. Now, look at the people walking across the Millennium Bridge. Most of them are walking in step with each other. But they are not part of an army, they're random members of the public. So why are they walking together? And why couldn't a modern bridge designed for heavy pedestrian traffic handle this? Well, to understand it, we have to go back 350 years. In 1656, famous Dutch physicist Christian Huygens created the first working pendulum clock. The goal was to help sailors figure out where they were on the globe. Latitude can be judged by measuring the position of the sun or stars, but for longitude, you also need to know the time at some fixed location, say your home port. But clocks at the time were routinely out by around 15 minutes a day, so they were effectively useless. Huygens' pendulum clocks, by contrast, were accurate to around 10 to 15 seconds per day. Huygens' plan was to attach his clocks to a heavy hanging mass on the ship, so they wouldn't get tossed around by the rolling seas. His plan called for two clocks in case one stopped or was damaged. But testing out this arrangement while at home sick in February 1665, he made a remarkable discovery. Two of his clocks hung from a wood beam across some chairs. Watching the pendulums sway back and forth for hours, he noticed after half an hour or so, they would spontaneously synchronize. As one clock swung one way, the second would swing the other way. As one would tick, the other would talk. So he tried disturbing the clocks. He set them ticking out of sync, but again, within 30 minutes or so, they were back to the same lockstep. Huygens thought this strange sympathy of clocks must have been caused by air currents between the pendulums, so he placed a large board in between them. But the clocks continued to sync up. It wasn't the air currents. When he separated the clocks, the synchrony would disappear, their times drifting apart. But when he brought them back together, the synchrony returned. Huygens realized the two clocks were synchronizing because they were hung from the same wood beam. It transferred mechanical vibrations from one clock to the other, making the two oscillators coupled. Huygens was the first to observe this kind of spontaneous synchronization in inanimate objects. And although he qualitatively described what was happening, it was only a few decades ago that scientists started fleshing out a rigorous theory of synchronization. You may have seen this demo where you put several...
My name's Jimmy. I'm here with Giuseppe Valfangulo, Brandy Lou, and we are synchronized, and we are talking about synchronization, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about harmony, resonance, and oscillation.
several metronomes on a light wobbly platform and start them out of sync.
Stay on.
It's trickier than people make it look. When you do get it to work, though, it's kind of magical. These metronomes don't have exactly the same natural frequency, and yet they still beat in time. To understand how this works, it's easiest to first consider a couple metronomes oscillating in sync with each other. When the large masses accelerate to the left, they push the platform to the right. And when they accelerate to the right, they push the platform to the left. So the center of mass of the system always stays roughly in the same spot. Now, if you start another metronome completely out of sync with the first two, the motion of the platform gives it a kick every half swing, speeding it up until it's in time with the first two. This works regardless of the number of metronomes you have. The platform just goes whichever way the majority of metronomes are pushing it. We can represent the position of a metronome pendulum or any other oscillator as a point on a circle. This shows its phase, that is, what part of the cycle it's in. So you could call the rightmost point of the pendulum 0 degrees, and then the leftmost point is 180 degrees. And as the pendulum oscillates back and forth, the point goes around the circle. The higher the frequency of the oscillator, the faster that point goes around. So this represents two metronomes with different frequencies. And this represents two metronomes with the same frequency, but completely out of phase. When the metronomes are synchronized in phase, their dots go around the circle together.
Are you in phase? Are you oscillating in phase? Are you harmonizing with the vibration? Yes, you are. Where is the vibration coming from that you're resonating with, that you're harmonizing with? Is it putting you in a certain kind of mood? Is it putting you in a certain headspace? Is it making your heart race? Is it making your blood pump? Is it making your blood boil? Is it making you starve for oxygen because... your system is being disrupted by frequencies outside of the Earth's natural resonant frequency? Mine's Jimmy, sitting in the microcosm, talking about synchronicity. And we're about to slip into darkness, ladies and gentlemen, because we're about to jump into the black hole. Become a supporter. Revolution.radio, freedomslips.com, man. You're only going to find it right here, right now. You know, I might not be Mr. Right, but I am definitely Mr. Right Now. So get on over there right now and become a supporter. Keep it going. Be right back. We'll be right back. brick house that Nighthawk built. FreedomSlips.com. Come on down.
Unto the daughters of men, indicating that there were giants before the Nephilim.
And sons of God, plural. They weren't talking about Jesus coming down.
No, that's right.
I'm Steve Crawford, host of Factor Theory Live. Join me every Sunday night from 10 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Check it out.
Transcending time and space, let us take you to the place inside your mind where thoughts divide and mysteries unwind. Join us every Monday evening right here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, and you will catch the Fenton Perspective with our great host, Lorian Fenton. Come listen in as she shares her amazing stories from the past to present, along with all of her guest secrets to the future. That's the Fenton Perspective every Monday evening right here from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, only on Revolution Radio. Oh, and you don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Galactic Interstellar Council on Revolution Radio Studio A, Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we traverse the starseed paradigm, as expressed in the time-space continuum that we know as the divine expression of love and light. Integrating this conscious unity into the galactic paradigm. So welcome all, both terrestrial beings and galactic beings as one. So be it. You're listening to Revolution Radio.
If you think for one second that the Capitol will ever treat us fairly, you are lying to yourselves. Because we know who they are and what they do. This is what they do, and we must fight back! You can torture us and bomb us. Fire is catching. And if we burn, you burn with us!
Good evening.
Are you awake yet? I hope. We've tried and we've tried for years and years to use passive resistance and loud voices to make a change. But time is over. Your governments around the world have no other goal than to decimate your entire existence at the hands of the bankers and the elites. The war
is coming, and it's your choice to decide if you want to be a warrior or a victim. Denial is not a choice anymore. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet, not giving up. Revolution Radio. All right. Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
My name's Jimmy. It's no accident you're here. There's a synchronicity afoot. There's always a synchronicity going on. It's 3:33 on the West Coast. West Side. Talking about synchronicity. My name's Jimmy. It's Into the Microcosm. I'm sitting here with Giuseppe Vaffangulo and the lovely, beautiful, springy. You got your sundress on, Brandy. Everybody's happy. We're all synchronistic. We're all coming to this place for this time, for this moment, right here, right now. And, well, let's continue.
Behavior we've been looking at. It's called the Kuramoto model. It says the rate each dot goes around the circle equals its natural frequency plus some amount related to how far it is from all the other dots. Now, the size of this term is determined by the coupling strength.
I like to think of it actually visually by thinking about people that are running around a track. Like, suppose you're running with your friend, and maybe your friend is faster than you. Your friend says, you know, come on, move it, hurry it up, because you're dawdling, you're slow, you're falling behind. So if you have enough fortitude and you're, you know, you try hard enough, and if the friend is sympathetic enough to slow down, then the coupling between you is strong enough to overcome that inherent difference in your natural running speeds. But if you're not very good friends, or, you know, if you can't quite suck it up to move yourself faster, then the coupling will not be strong enough to overcome that difference, and one person will start lapping the other.
The fireflies of Southeast Asia are apparently good enough friends because they synchronize their flashes. Even though each one has its own particular frequency at which it likes to flash, they couple to each other strongly enough so that hundreds, even thousands, can flash together in the same split second. There's a great simulation of this by Nikki Case. You start with individual fireflies just doing their thing, and then you can turn on the interaction between them. Now, in the Kuramoto model, this would mean every firefly has an effect on every other one. But in this simulation, a firefly is only affected by its neighbors. If it sees a flash close by, it nudges its internal clock forward a little bit, so it'll flash sooner than it would have otherwise. Now, what's remarkable about this is even though the interactions are small and close range, over time you can see waves traveling through all the fireflies, and eventually They're all flashing at once.
Like you might think, if you increase the coupling, you just sort of gradually get a system more and more synchronized. That's not what happens. It's sort of like the way water doesn't gradually freeze as you lower the temperature. It's water, water, water as you're lowering the temperature. And then at a critical temperature, the molecules suddenly start to change their state and become solid instead of liquid. And this is a sort of time rather than space version of the same thing. They sort of lock their phases in time once you pass a critical level of coupling. And at that point, the sort of crystallization in time is the phenomenon that we...
So I want to stop it there. Giuseppe Vavangulo, come on in here now, because this is an important moment in this particular piece that we're listening to. So this happens to human beings as well as circles or whatever else we're talking about, metronomes or whatever it is. We start to harmonize with one another and each other just based on the subtle energies of the earth, don't we, Giuseppe?
That's exactly right. As many women will attest who work in an office together or used to now that the scamdemic's going on for last year, but or are in school three or more days a week for 6 to 8 hours, their menstrual cycles begin to synchronize, and all the ladies in the office will have their periods once a month at the same time.
Yeah, their moons become all the same. They all their moon cycles become the same, you know, and that may be in reference to the gravitational harmonic that happens between the moon and the earth in these rotations. So it's not only these like these sub rotations, it's like these it's like a watch. Inside of a watch you have small gears and larger gears that need to spin at different intervals from each other, but all together they still function in the same motion or the same time frame. And it's the same thing with all of these forces in the universe and these spherical revolutions that go on, this never-ending spiral that continues on and on. I don't want to go too far down the, black hole. But anyhow, the point is that we're all synchronized and synchronistic with these forces and these subtle energies of the earth. And so what we're talking about is, for example, the earth sings a song, and that song is the Schumann resonance. And we resonate with that as beings on this planet. You may say it's almost like there's a specific electrical connection when our feet hit the ground that we're touching the circuit board of Mother Earth, and as these little nodes we come alive with these subtle energies, and we have the ability to, you know, perceive our situation around us based off of that. And so as long as everything's clicking and going fine, we're in a good space. But when we get out of sync and we get out of the synchronistic, aspects of the universe as it's described, with these spheres and these gravities and these energies coming in and these electrical interactions, there's a lot of things that have to happen in a certain way to keep things all good. But something's out of whack. Is the synchronistic clock out of whack? I don't know.
We call synchronization.
This is an audience in Budapest applauding after a performance. But what happens next is completely spontaneous. They're not being instructed by anyone. See if you can spot the phase transition.
This phenomenon of synchronization that we've been talking about, one of the things that I find most appealing about it is how universal it is, that it occurs at every scale of nature, from subatomic to cosmic. It uses every communication channel that nature has ever devised, from gravitational interactions, electrical interactions, chemical, mechanical. I mean, you name it. Any way that two things can influence each other, nature uses that to get things in sync.
Take our own moon, for example. We only ever see one side of it because it rotates on its axis exactly once for every time it goes around the Earth. We say it is tidally locked to the Earth. And this is a common effect. In our solar system, there are 34 moons that are tidally locked to their planet. The way this happens goes something like this. A moon starts out with its own rotational frequency, but the gravitational attraction to the planet is stronger on the side closer to the planet, and so it distorts the moon into an egg shape, which is greatly exaggerated here. As the moon continues to orbit and rotate on its axis, those bulges swing out of alignment with the planet, and so the gravitational force on them is constantly pulling them back into alignment, and this slows the rotation of the moon until it is locked to the planet. If the moon is initially rotating too slowly, this same mechanism can speed it up until it's locked. There are all kinds of other beautiful synchronization phenomena in our solar system. The three innermost moons of Jupiter, Io, Europa, and Ganymede, are not only tidally locked to the planet, they're also in a 1-2-4 orbital resonance with each other. For every time Ganymede goes around Jupiter, Europa goes around twice, and Io four times.
It's amazing, ladies and gentlemen. Wait, does this all happen by accident? Hey, let me ask you a question. Hold on a second. Hold on.
In the 1950s...
Yeah, in the 1950s, it doesn't matter if it's the 50s or it's right now. If you took all the pieces for a Rolex watch, put them in a brown paper bag, and shook them up, what are the odds when you open the bag, there'd be a Rolex sitting there? All in one piece. Pretty slim. So the workings of this clock that we're talking about, this synchronistic clock and the clock of the generation of the power and energies inside the Earth, the subtle energies, come from the rotation of these high power alternators in space. Mine's Jimmy. It's into the microcosm.
Russian chemists went looking for a chemical reaction that would oscillate, like a chemical analog of a pendulum.
Like, could you get something going back and forth, say, between blue and orange, over and over again? And naively, you might say that's impossible because there's principles of thermodynamics which say that closed systems just increase their entropy over time, that they're just going to come to equilibrium. But there's no principle in chemistry or thermodynamics that says you have to go monotonically to equilibrium. You are allowed to oscillate and damp out to equilibrium in an oscillatory way.
This is exactly what Boris Belousov and later Anatole Jabotinsky discovered. So this reaction is known as the Belousov-Jabotinsky or BZ reaction. I've sped it up because it can continue for half an hour or more, oscillating between these colors. Now, it spends more time on the burnt orange color, so I've sped up those sections more.
It's very spectacular, and it's kind of shocking to see a chemical reaction doing these periodic changes in color, like chemicals acting like a clock, like a pendulum. So the stirred reaction has the advantage that you really get a sense of the collectivity of you know, I don't know, quadrillions of molecules, Avogadro's number of molecules, all doing the same thing at the same time. On the other hand, if you don't stir, if you just put like a petri dish of the BZ reaction, you can see something even more amazing, I think, which is that you can see spiral waves of color or target patterns, expanding circles of color moving through the liquid. Maybe I should emphasize, the liquid itself is not moving. It's not like we're seeing ripples on a pond. But what's not still is chemical concentrations. You can see these blue waves in the BZ reaction that are chemical waves, not water waves, and that will just propagate, and they move at a constant speed, and or they can look like a spiral that just grows and grows and spins around. And what's really spooky and uncanny about this is that the same phenomenon is seen in the heart. You can see spiral waves of electrical excitation in a heart that look exactly like the spiral waves in chemical oscillations and chemical waves in the BZ reaction. And this was the sort of thing that inspired my mentor, a guy named Art Winfrey, who used chemical reaction waves to give himself insight into cardiac arrhythmias. You know, you may have heard the most deadly kind of arrhythmia, the kind that will kill you really in a matter of minutes, ventricular arrhythmias, ventricular fibrillation in particular. Winfrey's work, seeing these rotating spirals on hearts, as well as in chemistry, led him to a theory about what's really causing ventricular fibrillation. And how could we design, for example, better defibrillators that are gentler? That could be a good outcome of this theory. You know, the lack of synchronization.
My name's Jimmy. It's Revolution Radio. Talking about synchronicity. I think the synchronicity is self-evident in our social conditioning right now. I see a lot of people are synchronistic in their mindsets, but I think, you know, it's not quite all in one piece. There's fragmented groups that resonate together, but something's out of whack, and it looks like the earth itself and the vibrations that are coming from it, the Schumann resonance, is a key to this synchronized mechanism that we all live on. We're all part of it. You know, as we touch it, we get energized from it. And the connection that we have with the earth is one of the most important things we can have. And it turns out, we found out some really interesting stuff today. My name's Jimmy. It's in the microphone. This place where stories all ring true. Will you let me pass your face to see what's really you? It's not for me. I ask this question as though I were a king. For you have to love, believe, and feel before the burst of tambourines take you there. Green grass and high. Giuseppe Vavangulo, are you there?
I'm here.
Well, how can we synchronize ourselves and harmonize ourselves with, see what we know to be true? And we're going to get into the gateway document after the top of the hour, the process. But we know that the human system and the brain entrains itself to the most dominant signal. So we've artificially been entrained to a signal that doesn't harmonize with the natural resonance frequencies of the earth that keep us healthy and in balance. So what can we do to get ourselves back in balance? I know turning off the computer is a big key to it. But besides that, what is it we can do that we can sort of get in tune with the earth and balance ourselves? We have about 10 minutes. Why don't you just take us out to the top of the hour?
Well, the first thing that I would recommend everybody do when the weather's nice is take off your shoes and socks and go stand in your lawn or your backyard and do what's called earthing. And stand there and connect with the earth, with your actual bare feet. And what that does is most people don't understand because, you know, we're taught a materialistic and mechanistic model of all things by the elites, and it couldn't be further from the truth. you know, we are bioelectrical entities, and so is the Earth. The Earth is alive as well. That's what is part of the Schumann resonance, is proof of that. And so what I do and my wife does, and what I would suggest, is you learn like a simple 8-step Tai Chi energy moving routine, and you go and you're in your bare feet and you're in your lawn, or you go to a park and do it in a park, and you just, the whole point of Tai Chi is you inhale and you do the move, and then you exhale and you go back. So like an 8-step real simple Tai Chi routine is like you put your hands over your what the Vedics would call your root chakra, but what we call the Ming Men Ho. Well, that's actually the behind, but anyway, the core energy right by your, between your belly button and your sex organs. And you start there, and then you breathe and you cup your hands up. That's step one. Then you exhale and you go back down. Then you inhale. This time you bring your arms up and out. That's step three. Then you bring it back to the position, one hand covering the other. And it should be your dominant hand covering, like I'm left-handed, so my left hand goes on top of my right hand. But if you're right-handed, and then the next thing, you lift up, put your hands over your head, and then you sweep down. And then that's all 8 moves. And you're breathing, you're connected to the earth. And it's just really a great way to de-stress, to rid your body of dissonance. And at the same time, if you're trained in meditation and you begin to do it enough, your cluttered thoughts just melt away, and you're just in this zone, this pure flowing energetic zone, and it's so good for you. And if it's raining or it's winter, you know, then do meditation, you know. And it doesn't have to be like, you know, you see these very limber people who can get into all these kinds of positions. Believe me, you can just lay on your bed and put your 2 hands somewhere comfortably and do the same breathing and just let the thoughts roll away, and you will move your energy very well that way. The goal of everything in this world is you have to take control of your own health. And I highly advocate that you do, whenever possible, the natural way. That's what I'm trained in as a doctor of oriental medicine, and it's a 6,000-year-old medicine. And you know, really, they realized 6,000 years ago that the Tao, which is called the way or the flow, is everything is energy, right? Even our belief in these materialistic forms, you pinch yourself, oh, I'm not energy. No, you are. It's all just part of the illusion of energy made solid. But in reality, everything that drives us is frequency, energy, and waves.
Mommy Jimmy, that's Giuseppe Vaffanculo. We're coming to the top of the hour when we come back. The Gateway Process. Fully listener supported. Come on down. Support free speech. Support revolution.radio, freedomslips.com. Be right back.
Appreciate those nights and those friend, I'd sacrifice all those nights if I could make the earth and my dreams the same. The only difference is to let love replace all of me. So let's go.
Radio at freedomslips.com, and we'll be right back after this message.
Be evasive.
But that doesn't mean that they're telling the truth as opposed to fiction.
And Genesis chapter 6, verse 4, and there were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came unto the daughters of men, indicating that there were giants before the Nephilim.
And sons of God plural. They weren't talking about Jesus coming down.
No, that's right. Yeah.
I'm Steve Crawford, host of Factor Theory Live. Join me every Sunday night from 10 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Check it out.
Transcending time and space, let us take you to the place inside your mind where thoughts divide and mysteries unwind. Join us every Monday evening right here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, and you will catch the Fenton Perspective with our great host, Lorian Fenton. Come listen in as she shares her amazing stories from the past to present, along with all of her guest secrets to the future. That's the Fenton Perspective every Monday evening right here from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, only on Revolution Radio. Oh, and you don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Galactic Interstellar Council on Revolution Radio Studio A, Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we traverse the starseed paradigm, as expressed in the time-space continuum that we know as the divine expression of love and light. Integrating this conscious unity into the galactic paradigm. So welcome all, both terrestrial beings and galactic beings as one. So be it. You're listening to Revolution Radio.
If you think for one second that the Capitol will ever treat us fairly, you are lying to yourselves. Because we know who they are and what they do. This is what they do, and we must fight back. You can torture us and bomb us. Fire is catching. And if we burn, you burn with us.
Good evening.
Are you awake yet? I hope.
We've tried and we've tried for years and years to use passive resistance and loud voices to make a change. But time is over. Your governments around the world have no other goal than to decimate your entire existence at the hands of the bankers and the elites. The war
is coming, and it's your choice to decide if you want to be a warrior or a victim. Denial is not a choice anymore. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet, not giving up. Revolution Radio. Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
My name's Jimmy. It's hour number two. It's into the microcosm. And we are on the air. Something's the matter on our beautiful little blue Mother Earth floating through the black space, ladies and gentlemen. Who knows what evil lurks in the dark? The Earth sings a song, but something's wrong with her song. Something's wrong with the whale song. Something's wrong with the song that we all sing. Microcosm.
April 3rd, 2021, 5 p.m. Central here in the U.S. God bless you and yours, no matter where you are in the world, folks. Please subscribe, give us a thumbs up, ring that bell for critical future updates. We are in an event currently. We have been since about 1700 UTC time. You're looking at Schumann spikes that are way off the charts, probably record breakers, folks. This is not the only thing going on right now. This is the meter that tracks our electric field. We're seeing spikes off the charts here, upwards of 1,500 hertz. This is something I have never experienced. I don't usually show y'all the electric field because usually it's baseline down here at about 100 hertz or less. Folks, we're in a vent horizon situation currently. I have no idea what is going on. So they're actually registering this off the charts. If you compare this to any previous days, this is as bad, if not worse. These are some of the very largest spikes ever recorded, folks. And most of the data, as you can see, is just missing. What we saw on the other charts proved that we were well over 100 hertz. This only goes up to 50 hertz. This is the, compared to the last few days when we thought we were really rocking and rolling here 2 days ago on the first April Fool's. That was the April Fool's joke. We're now currently rocking and rolling, ladies and gentlemen. This is outrageous. Meanwhile, we have nothing showing up on ACE real time. We actually have missing data over the last 1 hour period. We have very low density at 1 centimeter cubed, extremely slow solar winds at 350 kilometers per second. But something's happening, folks. The reason nothing's showing up, folks, is because whatever is happening is hitting the backside of our planet, period. There is no space weather coming from our sun. Whatever is happening is coming from behind the planet, the nighttime side of the planet. You can see the pressure is incredibly, incredibly intense behind the planet, and it is increasing as it runs into real time. You'll see it increase, 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 increase. Something is pushing very hard. There's no solar winds, no ebbing, no density. Y'all can't explain this to me. Words can't explain any of this. So we have some unknown force, it's most probable at this point, coming into or near our solar system. Guys, y'all let me know what you think it is in the comments below. Is it a black hole, rogue planet, rogue star, binary, trinary star? Please let me know what you think in the comments below. Please share and please subscribe. God bless you all.
God bless us all.
Hi there. Welcome to Forward. Come on in.
Welcome. Come on in. No problem. You know what, man? I'm out of here. I'll tell you that right now. I'm gone.
Special place. We live in a gaseous medium trapped between a conductive Earth and a conductive ionosphere, and that geometry sets up what we call the global electrical circuit. And there are two global circuits. There's the DC global circuit, which is very simple in concept. It's a giant capacitor, basically, and it's maintained by global electrified weather, and there's about a 250,000 volt potential difference between the conductive Earth and the ionosphere. Very simple concept, but very hard to measure that and monitor it continuously. Then you have a much more complicated phenomenon. We call it the AC global circuit, which is Schumann resonances. And this is it really is a more complicated phenomenon, wave phenomenon. It involves standing waves in the Earth ionosphere cavity. Speed of light, the time it takes light to go around the world is an eighth of a second. And so the corresponding frequency is 8 cycles per second. That's the fundamental mode of Schumann resonance. And it provides a natural framework for going after global lightning activity. Now, we know a lot about global lightning activity from satellite observations, which see lightning in the optical. We know that there are three major chimneys, what we call chimneys of lightning activity.
My name is Jimmy. It's Revolution Radio. We're fully listener-supported. Come on down and become a supporter of that venture. The brick house that the Nighthawk built, 43 strong in the chat room. We're talking about the Schumann resonance. We're talking about readings off the scale. Something's wrong. I can't stop those things to come. I can't stop for anyone. Giuseppe Vaffangulo, and Brandy Lou, we're here. We're talking about the Schumann Resonance. Do you feel funny? Have you been having a hard time breathing? Have you had a heartbeat that seems a little bit, I don't know, fast? Well, maybe it's because there's something going on planet Earth, our little blue stone, our third stone from the sun. Giuseppe Vavangulo, are you there?
I'm here, yeah.
Achtung, baby, what is going on with the Schumann Resonance and the human body? What exactly is going on? Because we have abstracts here that show. Now, the Schumann Resonance is an extreme low frequency, is it not?
Yes, absolutely. It's extremely low. ELF, as they actually call that. It's funny. You mentioned the fella who, when we pre-show who wrote Elf on his rifle or something.
My ELF weapon was the guy, because he was being unnaturally hit by extreme low frequencies like we were talking about. And part of what we're going to be talking about this second hour is a document called the Gateway Process. You can find it over in the CIA reading room. And in particular, we're going to be talking about the summary and the assessment. We're going to be talking about number 7, number 8, and number 9. So if you want to type that in on your computer, type in Gateway Process Assessment, CIA.gov/reading room. You should be able to find that, no problem. And then you'll be able to read along. And then after we're done, you'll be able to look at this document for yourself, because there's quite a bit here. We're only going to get into a certain aspect of it tonight. So what are the effects of these frequencies on our physicality, our biological functions, Giuseppe Vavangulo? Because we got an abstract from some testing was done on some rats. And, you know, rats seem to be a lot similar to some humans. And so there's a direct correlation to what they find out in these little rats and these rodents and these vermin. And for some reason, the rat, rodents, and vermin have some sort of similarity to the human form. And they test on them. And when they do, they find stuff out. So you and I, we were just accidentally, because we were doing get ready for the show, and I wanted, and I, you know, I realized that, you know, the Schumann Resonance was extreme low frequencies. So let me see what the effects on the human body are from extreme low frequency, in their general vicinity. And so what we came up with was this document, and we found out something extraordinary, ladies and gentlemen. We accidentally turned up a darn conspiracy, didn't we, Giuseppe? Because it turns out that it actually affects a serious part of chemicals that are being made in the human form, these extreme low frequencies, doesn't it?
Yes, much like glyphosate destroys your gut biome, extremely low frequencies have a very negative effect on your brain's proteome, which is the production of all proteins and enzymes and amino acids. So bad news.
Yeah, I would say so. So, I mean, if we're operating off the Earth grid and we're operating in these natural areas, then one would just assume that 7 hertz or whatever it is, there's something about that between 7 and 12 that's healthy for the human form. And especially at 12 hertz, there seems to be some really, really great human memory and human brain capacity. That's what they found with some of these rats on a different study that we were looking at.
Well, right. If the Schumann Resonance is in harmony, as you mentioned, that range, the following effects happen to the average human. You feel a sense of time accelerating. It's an effort to awakening of your consciousness. It also makes your body feel discomfortable because core systemic changes are occurring. And it may, this discomfort may, much like a caterpillar turns into the beautiful butterfly, you may discover hidden talents and activations during that. And then the you come to a more harmonic state, much the way the earth, when the Schumann resonance is balanced, is also in a decent balanced state. And finally, there's the potential that it is adapting our DNA. So very, very wild. And now that either external sources, as that gentleman said, of something behind the earth, which is really, when I saw that the first time this afternoon, I'm like, whoa, that's not good. And so something like that can create abnormal negative changes in the humans, not the positive ones I just listed, when the Schumann resonance is in balance. Because if you look, I follow it daily, the Schumann resonance the last couple of years has been all over the chart. Literally, some days there's no resonance, and then yesterday it was 15 hertz and they don't even track that high. And then there's these, it's really bizarre. Something weird is really going on.
Yeah, well, I mean, the thing about it is, too, is that, you know, this affects our internal clock. And so if we see in rats that this 12 hertz increases their memory function in their brain, this particular 12 hertz, maybe the Earth's Schumann resonance has resonated at a different frequency at a different time. And that is why we lost our memory about ourselves as humans on this earth. And maybe that's what happened to us, is something happened to this, to the resonant frequency, the oscillation of the frequency through our bodies, you know, in harmony with these DNAs that we've been given coming in here. Because when we come in, the DNA will bear whatever form needs to be made to exist in the environment that it comes into. So if you're born on earth, you're a human. You're born someplace else. You're born as whatever you need to be to exist in that environment. However you come out when you're born through this electrical system that we're talking about, whatever connections made, whatever circuit, and however your light is transmitted down the pipe to wherever you come out on the other side. Here we came out of our mother's, bits. That was the light at the end of the tunnel. When we died, we saw the light at the end of the tunnel. We went to it. And when we came out, we were a baby in our new mommy's arms. We came out. My name's Jimmy. It's in the microcosm. Giuseppe Bafanculo. Brandy, the gateway document, what exactly is it? Do you know? I know you got that chunk over there. Can you throw it out to everybody so they can kind of get a little familiarity with the gateway process document?
Sure. I am trying to find it here.
This was the U.S. Department of Army who came up with this while Brandy's getting that. And it was the U.S. Army Operational Group Intelligence and Security Command. And so this document here is a result of the assessment of the original process. And so I only wanted to, I'm really familiar with this from a few years back, 4 years ago or something. And so there's a few pieces in here. Epic Journeyman and I have also referenced this many times on the show. And that is that the human brain will entrain itself into the most dominant frequency that's around. So you could be changed from an alpha to a beta state simply by somebody injecting a more powerful signal than what you're experiencing. Go ahead, Brandy.
Talking about achieving synchronization of the brain hemisphere and the hemi-sync technique is what it's called. So it takes advantage of a phenomenon that's known as the frequency following response, or FFR. And it means that if a subject hears a sound produced at a frequency that emulates one associated with operation of the human brain, the brain will try to mimic that same frequency pattern by adjusting its brainwave output. So if the subject's fully awake, but hear sound frequencies that approximate brainwave output at the theta level, the subject's brain will actually endeavor to alter its brainwave pattern from the normal beta to the theta level. So since the theta level is associated with sleep, the subject is maybe not as concerned about, you know, the types of things that they're going to process throughout the real day, the normal day, and they may not be fully awake. So they don't consciously resist to what's going on, and the brain will try to entrain itself to the frequency output that it hears around. So, you know, I mean, this just goes on and on about this, and the objective being to relax the left hemisphere of the brain and placing the physical body in a virtual sleep state. I mean, this is crazy. It just goes on and on and on.
Giuseppe Vavangulo, come on in, man. So the gateway process, the gateway document and the assessment, you also have it. And we took a look at it. We looked at the role of resonance, brain coherence through entrainment to beat frequencies introduced through stereo headphones. So in other words, people actually are brought to a certain state by specific frequencies being introduced into their ears through these headphones with beats. It actually has an effect on the blood flow, and it has an effect on the let me see here. According to Benhoff, this change in resonance results from the elimination of what medical professionals call the bifurcation echo. It is the sound of the heartbeat that can move synchronously up and down a circulatory system in harmonious resonance, approximately 7 times a second. Benhoff described the role playing the bifurcation echo as follows. When the left ventricle of the heart ejects blood, the aorta being elastic balloons out just beyond the valve and causes the pressure pulse to travel down along the aorta. When the pressure pulse reaches the bifurcation in the lower abdomen, which is where the aorta forks into the two, go up into the legs, part of the pressure pulse rebounds and starts traveling up the aorta. In the meantime, the heart ejects more blood and a new pressure pulse is traveling down these two pressure points. Will eventually collide somewhere along the aorta and produce an interference pattern. By placing the body in a sleep-like state, the gateway tapes achieve the same goal as meditation and in the places that the body so profoundly relaxed state that the bifurcation echo slowly fades away and the heart lessens in the force and frequency at which it pushes blood into the aorta. The result is regular rhythmic sine wave pattern of sound which echoes throughout the body and rises up to the head in a sustained resonance. The amplitude of this sine wave pattern, which is measured with sensitive seismograph type instrument, is about 3 times the average of the sound volume produced by the heart when it's operating normally. Ladies and gentlemen, we are directly affected not only by the harmonious song of Mother Earth, but by all of these higher frequencies propagated at a power level that entrains the brain. So for example, everything is at 60 hertz. You know why it gets quiet when the power goes out? Is because there's a 60 cycle hum that's going across everything. It's going across everything. Every power outlet, every single power line, it's every single fluorescent, you know. We're almost on the break. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Jimmy Sims of Microcosm. We're fully listener-supported. Head on down. Become a supporter. Moose, Monster 383, Promedics, CatDog Girl, Zippy 101, Bridget's in there, Pale Rider, Freeze Frame, Giuseppe Vavangulo, John's in there, Don's in there. What's up, Don? Mona Rattler, Rudolph Choppy Waters, Big D, Lightning. Can't see the rest of your name. Captain Fred. Craig Duncan, ACB, Open Philosopher, Ames Marie, Saul Rosenberg, Batsman, Comet, Up, Doc Cube, Mr. Rowe, Wall E, and so many more. Come on down, become a supporter. Free speech, you know, it's going fast. But we got plenty of it right here because we're in the brick house, the house that the Nighthawk built. And don't worry, you can huff, you can puff, and you should because it's about 4:20 on my watch. I'm a little bit late. You can huff and you can puff, but you'll never blow the brick house down that the Nighthawk built, still standing a decade later, a decade strong. Studio A, Studio B, 48 hours a day, 7 days a week. There's something for everybody, and believe me, help yourself. Somebody paid it forward. If you haven't joined the free speech club, come on down, throw us a buck or two. Mine's Jimmy. Send to the microcosm.
It is no secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
Management would like to take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio. Revolution Radio every Wednesday 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener supported radio station on the internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution. Radio!
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates. You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
That's right. We only have 30 minutes left. Travers. It's into the microcosm. I'm here with Giuseppe Babangulo and the lovely, beautiful, happy go lucky Brandy Lou. But she does have a killer instinct when it comes to research, ladies and gentlemen. And she found some red meat today, and it happened to be completely synchronistic with what we were going to be talking about, unbeknownst to me. And Brandy Lou, come on in and let's get into a little bit more of what you found. And then Giuseppe Vafangulo, I want to finish off a little bit here with this gateway document. Go ahead, Brandy.
All right, let's see if we can chew down on this meat a little bit. Carl Jung, the Swiss psychiatrist and analyst, is the one who first coined the phrase of synchronicity, and he's famous for his work in consciousness. And the way that he described it would be like it was a coincidence. You would think of somebody and they would show up or they would call you. And you're aware of the fact that you were thinking of it. And that's kind of where the synchronicity is, that you're aware of it. So you ask for a sign and you get it. But there's like another level that could describe it, having to do with like awakening and earth changes and working toward an alignment, you know, moving to better times. And entanglement with the world is where these coincidences could take place. And one description is they're like breadcrumbs from our higher selves, which are helping guide us and helping us get around, because we have a veil that's been put around us. You were mentioning a veil a few minutes ago, and that's what made me think of it, that this veil makes us forget who we are and what we know and what we've done. So one description would be a dance between the non-material part of us and the quantum part of us, and it manifests in our experiences. But what I want people to remember, an audience to please remember, is that this is maybe a time of awakening or change, or maybe it's a time of reawakening. You know, we can't really be sure, but we have to understand and realize that if we're not conscious of our own individual power, no matter what you believe, have confidence in yourself and understand that you're not going to be as creative as you could be if you don't have that confidence and that understanding of your consciousness. So you can't just rely on earth changes. You can't rely on other people or belief systems, you know, to shape us. We have to make our own decisions and be aware of those decisions and choices and be changeable. And, you know, if this isn't true, then what we would be doing is superimposing our beliefs and standards on other people. We don't want to do that, because that imposes our free will and imposes bondage on others. And there may be people who are trying to do that, but we don't have to do that. And so I wanted to bring that up because I think it really ties into what we're talking about, but also I hope it can serve as encouragement.
It does. And consequently, back to the gateway document, because there's a distinct thing going on here that may or may not have to do with the evolution of the human species, in far as being able to, is our system able to handle the new subtle energies that are coming in at the frequencies that they're coming in? Because the gateway process describes at the end of number 9 here, going into number 10, Giuseppe. Consequently, the gateway process is designed to rather rapidly induce a state of profound calm within the nervous system and to significantly lower blood pressure to cause the circulatory system, skeleton, and other physical organ systems to begin vibrating coherently at approximately 7 to 7.5 cycles per second, resulting in a resonance that sets up a regular repetitive sound wave which propagates in consonance with the electrostatic field of the earth. Now, this to me is explaining in detail exactly what the skeletal form, the DNA, and the biological computer is all about, Giuseppe.
Well, that's right, Jimmy. And another point that Robert Monroe, with his brilliant work at the Monroe Institute in the, you know, like 40 years of the 20th century, one of the things that he realized was this hypnotic beat, right? It can put you into the theta state and deeply meditative. But what the McDowell, the colonel who wrote this report, what he missed is that why does that happen? And if you think about it, there's no more sense of absolute bliss than being in your mother's womb during a healthy pregnancy, because you're constantly hearing her heartbeat, which will always be a sign, an atavistic sign of safety and security, and you're fed in the womb, and you slowly grow into the human that is birthed. But all that time, you're just in this serenity, and that is why that works, if you think about it. But the what they've figured out in using the external model is number 10 is energy entrainment. So essentially, this is the basis of my medicine, the Tao. Taoism led to traditional Chinese medicine, led to Oriental medicine 6,000 years ago. And what I think really happened is, you know, the Great Flood, the antediluvian event that wiped out much more advanced civilizations than what we're living in. But some of the survivors had that knowledge. And I think that's what happened when it came to the Taoist priests in China, who had this knowledge and talked about the Tao, which is the way, which is the flow, which is the energy and frequency of all things. And they, you know, they do these really, really beautiful Zen koans, like the Tao is everywhere and you are the Tao. But if you try to touch the Tao, you can never touch it. If you try to speak the Tao, you can never speak it, because it is everything. So how can a part be touch everything, right? It's really cool and it's really interesting. But the idea of number 10, what he calls energy entrainment, is the more your body's energy flows, and again, our bioelectric energy, the electricity that we're living, is the earth has that too. And so the earth, in a very poetic way, is our mother. Where someone said earlier, I think you said it, Jimmy, that we're all made of the earth, so that literally Gaia is our mother. And so when you can come into that harmonic balanced energetic flow in a body, and I mean the great meditators do it, the great yogis, the great mystics all can do it, and mm-hmm. and sometimes people can just spontaneously hit that. Look at Siddhartha turning into the Buddha.
Mm-hmm. And look at Ananda Parivahasa. You know, he died and he didn't decompose.
That's cool. Right.
Yeah, he just laid there. So number 10, energy entrainment. So ladies and gentlemen, pay attention to this, because this is really important in this, when your assessment of unnatural frequencies that are being blasted at you from every direction, from every single carrier, from, you know, how many phone carriers are there? There's 5 or 6 of them. They're blasting their signals all over the place. Even if you don't take their phone, you're still getting hit by it. So if the entrainment is done to the body through these the most dominant signals, and there's a direct correlation between signal and body oxygen intake through the blood vessels, the firing of our electrical system in our body, it's just like if you add a little hydrogen brown gas to your fuel injection system, it burns really quick and hot, so it'll help the gasoline to burn even better, more efficiently, and so that's why your car will go further with a little bit of hydrogen. Same thing. And number 10, as the body is turned into a coherent oscillator, vibrating in harmony with the surrounding electrostatic medium. That means wherever you happen to be standing. The specific exercises include the gateway tapes, and the gateway tapes is something that you were listening to when they were putting this together, but you don't need the headphones anymore, ladies and gentlemen. And the gateway tapes, they enjoin the participant to build up the energy field surrounding his body, presumably by using the energy from the Earth's field, which the body is now in training because its ability to resonate with it. This puts the body's energy field into homogeneity with its surrounding environment and promotes movement of the seat of consciousness into the surrounding environment, partly in response to the fact that these two electromagnetic mediums are now a single energy continuum. Thus, the same process which moves the brain into a focused coherence at steady higher levels of frequency and amplitude, so it's entertaining the analogous frequencies of the universe for data collection, also promotes the enhancement of bodily energy levels to a point of adequate to permit the subject to experience an out-of-body movement when he is ready to do so. And by resonating with the Earth's electromagnetic sphere in the human body, creates a surprisingly powerful carrier wave to assist the mind in communication activity with other human minds similarly tuned. So this is what we're talking about, the harmonic frequency, the resonation, what kind of an oscillator you are, and who are you resonating with, what harmony are you resonating with the other forms on Earth, the other people who have their feet on the ground, they're all resonating frequencies. So when we come to a place of harmony on the Earth, we're going to be resonating at the same frequency everybody is. Are we at that point? Have we reached this breaking point with what's going on with this resonant frequency going to 1500 hertz? You know, ladies and gentlemen, there's serious energies that flow around the Earth, and we have no control over those natural energies. So even just something coming from space that we're not used to could throw us out of sync. But we wonder how the human being got to a point where its abilities that it had at one point on this Earth, the ability to harness these energies that are here, they're for everybody to have, they exist everywhere. For some reason, we've lost our ability to remember how to do that. And I think it might have to do with something of what the Earth is oscillating at, what frequency was the human resonance in past civilizations. We don't know at this point, at least I don't, and I can look into it, but Giuseppe Valvangulo, come on in here, man. You know, you were talking about this technology known as Oriental medicine for 6,000 years, and something that they talk about here in these gateway processes, something called the absolute. And they, you know, bottom line, they say the absolute runs through everything, and consciousness comes from the absolute, and consciousness creates the mind, is what they say here in this document. So it lines up with what you're saying about Oriental medicine and the, you know, the frequencies and the harmonics of our own bodies in this biological computer that we live in while we're here.
Well, yeah, Jimmy, that excellent writer, the Colonel, calls it the absolute, but he's referring to the Tao. He's referring to that which is all, which is cool because anyone who starts looking into it, they'll name it different things. They'll come up with their own analysis, but it's, you know, it's the absolute, the Tao, the Godhead, the divine source, whatever you want to call it. It always comes down to it. We can all feel it. And I would say that there has been a concerted effort by a certain type of cult who likes to serve and worship some real base dark energies that is trying to block us from that ascension, that sense of becoming one with all, because it serves them to divert the energy via hate and suffering and sorrow to feed other entities. Because remember, there's infinite dimensions and infinite layers in quantum physics. And so there's a lot of entities and possibilities in the multiverse that this could be, our suffering could be there. All you can eat buffet.
Yeah. I mean, before we can go any farther, we don't have much time, Brandy. I want to get into this here. Before our explanation could proceed any further, it's essential to define the mechanism by which human mind exercises the function known as consciousness, and to describe the way that the consciousness operates to deduce meaning from stimuli from which it receives. To do this, we will first consider the fundamental character of the material world in which we have our physical existence in order to accurately perceive the raw stuff in which our consciousness must work. The first point which needs to be made is that the two terms, matter and energy, tend to be misleading if taken to indicate two distinctly different states of existence in the physical world that we know it. Indeed, if the term matter is taken to mean solid substance as opposed to the energy, which is understood to mean a force of some sort, then the use of the former is entirely misleading. Science now knows that both electrons which spin in the energy field located around the nucleus of the atom and the nucleus itself are made up of nothing more than oscillating energy grids. So there it is. I mean, listen, everything is rotating and there is a synchronistic timing to the universe. People that are on the time frame, you know, it's like a train going by with the doors open. You know, you got this one specific moment where you can jump in and land inside the train, you know, and if you don't, you miss it. You're too late or too early. You know, there's
everything functions like that. Think about it, our bodies function like that, the ocean functions like that, our solar system, everything has that timing and cyclical pattern to it, and that just that moment when it has to happen, right?
Just like the pendulum swinging back and forth, it swings one way, it swings back the other way, one way, and it swings back the other way. And if you put that experiment that we talked about at the beginning of the show, where all the pendulums next to each other start to all synchronize themselves into this harmonic, back and forth motion, and they're all going at the same time. And, you know, they started out all as individuals making these little noises, and then eventually everything just comes into sync, and they all start hitting it at the same time, Giuseppe.
Well, it was cool. It blurs whether I saw that when I was watching the whole video or you played it, but they showed then after the metronomes, they showed a crowd in Hungary back in the 50s. They were all chaotically applauding, and after a while they kept going, and after a while they synced in to synchronicity, and they all started going clap, clap, clap together, and it wasn't chaotic. And so even the human being through that type of energetics is drawn to that kind of synchronicity. I mean, it just blows your mind when you think about how much dissonance there is that's trying to prevent us from coming into that kind of harmony. It's really something we got to rise above.
And what blows my mind is that our ability to evolve organically is being hijacked, and our frequencies are being taken over, so that we don't get to evolve to a higher place of consciousness where we would if we were resonating with the frequencies that we should be at these particular times. But these other entities are pumping signals so hard and hat and everywhere we go that it's really, really hard for us to even try to get to resonate with the earth. And that's why it's so, so important, ladies and gentlemen, that you take that time to spend time in nature. And try to spend a majority of your time in nature if you can. I mean, man, if you got to do your work or whatever, and you're working from home, man, work from home, but sit on your laptop outside, you know, if you got to work from home or whatever. But just make sure you start to get in harmony with whatever environment that you can really take advantage of. I don't know. A lot of people maybe don't have access, you know, in the situations now. But it says here, you know, in this paper that we found, it says that the I think the most important part of the show today, what we found was the proteomes, Giuseppe. And I think that's something everyone should look into, that what exactly it is that happens to the human form when it's exposed to these frequencies. At certain frequencies, there's an interruption in the creation of the very foundation, the chemicals that we need to survive, especially in our brains.
Well, well said, Jimmy. You summed it up magnificently in that we're being blocked. And I would add that if you can just turn off everything and somewhere near where you live in the United States, there's a park at least, and get used to not having your phone, because there's people who are so edgy and wired into this all that they can't handle quiet. And that's a tragedy. And the other tragedy is we focused on the extremely low frequency, but they're destroying us on the other end with the high frequency active oral research program known as HARP. And that is very bad for living beings as well.
It is, because it said earlier, the Madden Memorial Smart Rocks and Human Resonance from MIT lecture, he said that the ionosphere was key in this electrical circuit that we have known as our little earth and our little veil with, you know, sheep's fleece that the great creator, like I said, man, shake a bag up with all the parts of a Rolex. If you come up with a watch, there's nothing accidental about the world we live in, ladies and gentlemen. But the problem is that we're slow on the uptake as far as knowing what's going on. All these other people have, you know, information we don't have access to. So it takes us a little longer to figure it out, but we're figuring it out. And the more quicker you get it figured out, the quicker you can understand, man. Get off the teat of the electronic fake cow. You know, get off the fake cow's teat and go find yourself a real live one out in the field, and stay off that teat too. But just go out and see if you can find something that's moving, some birds that are singing in the trees. You know, I was playing this Jay Garcia song the other day here at my house, Uncle John's band, and literally there was no birds. I started playing Uncle John's band, and within like a minute, my whole yard was filled with birds, and they're all singing and like hopping around and like digging in the dirt and, you know, wiping their beaks and drinking out of the fountain. I mean, they were digging it, man. So there's some frequencies coming out of that music for those birds, and they're stoked. My name's Jimmy. It's Into the Microcosm. We are out of time. We will see you on Friday at 11 o'clock Pacific, and I am over on Aftermath Media at 6 o'clock Pacific Thursday night. We'll see you on Friday, I guess. Giuseppe Bavanculo, Brandy, we got to go. Say goodbye.
Arrivederci.
Good night.
We're fully listener supported. Come on down. If you're on the fence, I mean, let me just push you. Just come on out. Come on over here. Come on, was it? Yeah, just right over here.
Does it seem cold in here to you? What's there to do tonight? Anything? Give me another cigarette over here. Is there anything left in that bottle?
Fully listener supported. It is absolutely imperative.
Set of x-rays.
If you can, you should. My name's Jimmy. thanks very much for joining us. We really appreciate everybody that stops by to listen to the show and makes it all worth it. So hope you guys have a great night. Take care.
Revolution Radio every Wednesday 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyalty? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not.